the volume. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Jenkins and Jones is brought to you by FanDuel. It's never been easier to play fantasy on FanDuel. Whether you love basketball, golf, soccer, or any other fantasy sport, there's a contest for every fan. FanDuel, more ways to win. Welcome to Jenkins and Jones on the Volume Podcast Network. It is Thursday, July 1st, and we've got all kinds of fun shooty hoops to talk about. This is going to be a short episode because the Volume Podcast Network released our long interview with Roy Wood Jr. as a bonus podcast, which if you did not see it, was up yesterday. So go check that out. We had a great time talking to Roy. Today, we're just talking about basketball. As always, Jenkins and Jones is hosted by my good buddies, LeJethro Jenkins, a.k.a. John.
What's up, Bubbas?
Dragonfly Jones, a.k.a. Tyler.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
One day his face is going to fall off, like, onto my screen. Doesn't it just, like, it loses
all... It's going to get soggy as fuck.
Yeah. It just all of a sudden, and then it's...
You know, like on Indiana Jones and shit. Right. When the motherfucker's face is just about it.
Right. Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Melt right off, nigga.
I'm Mike, a.k.a. Guardy B, and as I said, we're talking about basketball. The Suns got the Clippers out of here with a big win, and holy shit, Chris Paul 41 points.
Jesus.
8 assists, 4 rebounds, no turnovers. He's 36 years old. He scored 31 points in the second half. That was like an all-time holy shit to me.
An all-time finals ticket punching game. Absolutely. Chris Paul balled the fuck out. I saw a stat that, you know, when the Clippers were trying to make it a game and they were like only down by 7, Chris Paul scored 14 of Phoenix's next 16 points. Chris Paul wanted that shit, man. And it's wild. I never thought that he would be like this sympathetic figure that I'm halfway rooting for and shit. But I think I'm there now, because especially when that Pat Bev shit happened, when Pat Bev pulled that dirty shit and pushed it from behind, I was like, no, Chris Paul does not deserve that. And I have never felt that way about Chris Paul before.
You can say whatever you want about Patrick Beverley, but you can't say he's running around doing nothing. Because now he's doing something, which was like the dumbest, cheapest shit I've seen in the NBA. Like, he was like, you said it best. You had a tweet. You're like, he made Chris Paul into the guy I felt bad for.
Right. Like, how do you out scumbag Chris Paul, bro? Like, how is that even possible? But Pat Bev did it. Pat Bev fucking did it.
What did Chris say to that man? Like, what do you, because you know something, like that man didn't just, I mean, he's crazy, but he's not crazy for real. Something had to be done. What do y'all think was done prior?
I don't know. We might need to get some Twitter lip readers on the case. There's a pretty good lip reading community online.
Here's what we know. We know from ESPN shot that he didn't say anything right before he pushed him. Mm-hmm. I believe he absolutely said something, but I think it must have been really sitting on his heart, such that when Chris looked at him for like 3 seconds, it just exploded out of him. And I'm going to go back to what Roy Wood Jr. told us about how to really cut into someone's soul. He didn't say 1, 2, 3 Cancun. He says something like about specifically what's bad about Patrick Beverley as a defender, or you know what I mean? He gave him something that was like the meanest thing analytics Twitter could have said to Patrick Beverley. He just slipped that shit in his ear halfway through the fourth quarter.
He didn't just say he's going back to the projects. You know, he didn't say nothing like he broke them down for sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We definitely need the scoop on that.
Who are you happiest for on the Suns? And I guess I would take Monty Williams out of the conversation. I think everyone's
rooting for Monty.
Everyone's rooting for Monty. I'm rooting for Monty. Like, but is it? I think it's Chris Paul for me.
Yeah, I mean, Book is too young for us to really be like, oh, he deserves this. You know, he's playing with house money right now, getting to the finals this early in his career. Oh, same for Ayton. It probably is Chris Paul, man. I mean, we had this conversation in the text messages, but we were like, Chris Paul is a real solid guy off the court, right? Like, he's a huge philanthropist. Yeah. He gives back a whole lot. It's just the shit that he does on the court sometimes. You know what I mean? So.
Like the most flopping ass shit he did, like that fucking Oscar performance he put on when he got tapped in the fucking eye. Yeah, like, I mean, he's annoying, but we got to be happy for him. We've enjoyed watching him play basketball for 16 fucking years. He's always been on the other side, you know what I mean, of the injury shit, you know what I mean? And now he's on the right side after 16 years. I mean, I'm happy to see him in the finals. We'll see what happens, but.
It says everything about how fucked up the injuries have been this basketball season that Chris Paul is the last dude standing.
Iron Man Chris Paul, right? What the fuck? Right? But like Chris Paul's had some pretty bad fucking breaks, no pun intended, during, you know, his postseason. Like, you know, the fucking – he had a chance to knock off perhaps the greatest team we've ever seen until he blew his hammy out in that game 6 versus the Warriors 2018. You know, we thought he might be gone for an extended time during this postseason with the COVID protocol shit, but he beat that. Good for him. But he also had his season ended by fucking Josh Smith. You know what I'm saying? By Josh Smith going superhuman after being up 3-1. Like, he's had some real bad breaks. So I guess I'll feel good for him that he finally made it over that up.
I definitely like listening to him, how emotional he was after the game. Like, I'm full on rooting for Chris Paul because there's just something special about it. He's 36 years old. Think about all the shit we've been talking about with Bron being 37. Like, he's a point guard at 36. It's not like he's never had an injury or a setback. Like you said, like he's healthier, knock on wood, because Lord knows this fucking year, but he's having his healthiest playoffs at 36.
Right. And the shit he said in the post game was like, damn, I wish my wife and kids was down. And I was like, you wholesome 36-year-old. Like,
that got me.
Right?
His voice cracked talking about Ayton like Ayton was his child. You know what I mean? When Ayton complimented him and, you know, what he's done for him this year. You know what I mean? Like, I like Chris Paul outside of, you know,
punching dicks. There was a picture of him doing the titty twister to Zubac.
It's so flagrant. Like, it's so weird to say that. I like him outside of him punching dicks. But
I like him outside of his dick attacks.
The way he plays basketball is fun when he's just playing basketball. The extracurricular shit is what's weird.
Except extracurricular shit with the Clippers crowd tonight. And I'm not the biggest fan of the Clippers in the world. So I really enjoyed. He must have said, yeah, like 30 fucking times. Just walking the perimeter of the court, shit talking the entire Staples Center. And I'm going to give you a Long Beach story about Willie McGinnis in high school. Willie McGinnis in a playoff game his senior year of high school was dogging the fuck out of a private school called Bishop Amat. Had knocked like three dudes out of the game. And at halftime, took his helmet off and walked up into the Bishop Amat stands and challenged the crowd to a fight as a high school senior. Literally, like, fucking bring it on. And the crowd was like, you got it, Willie. Like, that's you, Big Mac.
That's some blood sport shit.
That God was damn. Chris Paul tonight, bro. Yeah, like,
that's some blood sport shit. Get Jean-Claude Van Damme to step tonight. To that man or something. That's some wild shit, bro. That's some 80s movies villain shit.
Bro, that was the one time that's ever happened. That was some Willie Mac shit. You feel me? Like this, like, you were you there? Was like,
No. I was a little kid. I've heard that from the opposing team's coaches. Is who I've heard that story from. That is not
the reasoning after he already knocked three people clean the fuck out.
The reasoning was this is Long Beach.
And high school McGinnis had a jerry curl. Let's not forget that important detail here. Right? You got this grown ass 17-year-old man boy with a jerry curl challenging grown ass men.
A jerry curl in Long Beach means a little more than other places, yeah. I feel like. You know what I mean?
So you're a sports fan. That's why you're listening. But if you're considering getting in on the fun of sports gambling, I want to let you know about a great resource, the Action Network. The Action Network is where fans go when they're ready to bet smarter and turn a profit betting on sports. In fact, their free Action Network app was recently named the best app in sports betting. With the Action app, you can see the latest picks and articles from Action Network gambling experts, as well as personalities like Colin Cowherd. You can compare odds from different sports books and track every bet you make so you always know how your picks are doing. So if the game means more to you, download the free Action Network app and start betting smart. We have to talk about the single most confounding thing I've ever seen. And we're going to just go ahead and give Booger Boy of the Week to Steve Ball.
Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects easy. We've used Angie at my house. We had some work done. We had some painting done. We were able to find a bunch of really qualified people with good rates through Angie and pick someone we were really happy with. It was super easy to use the app, super easy to connect with someone. We got the call right away, so we didn't have to sit around and wait.
Your one-stop shop, Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie gets the difficulties that come with home projects. Why not make it as simple as possible to tackle that project? Turn to Angie with confidence, even for major renovations or emergency repairs.
Get started at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com, or download the app today.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals.
Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
What was the celebration where he was not accidentally touching the crotches of the people sitting on either side of him? He was fishing, yes?
Simultaneously.
Simultaneous crotch grab bro, celebration.
Bro, that is difficult. Like, you have to practice that. There's no way blindly, never doing it before, I'm grabbing two crotches at once. That's hard. Think about how, you know what I'm saying? You have to really think and do that shit.
That's a Batman move. You got to be training in the cave for that.
Right. For that moment when you, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, training in the cave. Yeah. Bro, unreal, dog.
Somewhere in the office, there's a setup with three seats and a mannequin on either side of him, half standing, that he's just working. He's just,
and somebody has a clock. There's a weird, he's paying some weirdo to like time it, like 0.3 seconds, 0.1 second. You know what I mean? And he finally had it right and unveiled it tonight. You know what I mean? In front of the, got it. You know what I mean? And he nailed it. Good for him. Good for Steve. Booker Boy of the Week.
Booker Boy of the Week. God damn, that shit. And the thing is, like, this seems like something he does all the time, because his homies were just like, hey, it's just crotch grabbing time.
They were just casually moving his hand away, though. They weren't like, Steve.
Yeah.
Steve.
Not in public. Not in public, babe. No, but no, like, one of them, the one on the left looked like he was like, oh, like, I'm trying to play this off, but nah. You know what I mean?
The contract states this does not happen with a camera pointed at us.
Oh, man. He took one bump too many, you know what I mean? Old Steve Ballmer.
I think one of the craziest thing about this Suns team to me is Devin Booker was 9-23 tonight. Did not have I think if you'd have told me that the Suns were going to win the Western Conference Finals 2 months ago, I would have assumed Devin Booker was averaging 45 points a game. Or, you know what I mean? Something insane. Didn't really have that great of a series.
He didn't, other than game one. He didn't have a Devin Booker series outside of game one. You know what I mean? But people just stepped up, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it was just a bunch of people who stepped up. Like, Morris stepped up for and Reggie stepped up for the Clips when they were winning. But they had Paul George foundationally. That, you know, they didn't have that tonight.
So. I mean, it feels like we had this series. We had Ayton win them a game. We had Campaign win them a game. Yeah. We had Chris Paul, you know, lock the series up. So, you know, Booker's kind of, you know, being mediocre. Didn't really hurt him as much.
Which is crazy. I mean, it's like Jay Crowder, I think, hit 5 threes tonight. Like you said, dudes just stepped up, man. Jay Crowder, John's NBA idol.
Boston 99.
What's wild about that to me is I compared myself to Jay Crowder because I'm realistic. Y'all said fucking Tim Duncan and all these other niggas. You know, and I still don't believe y'all hit them free throws. I'm going to let y'all have that shit, nigga. You feel me? But I'm like, these niggas said Tim Duncan and fucking God tier niggas. I am Jay Crowder. I am self-aware. I go to therapy twice a month. I'm comfortable being that nigga. And I'm probably the only nigga on this podcast that can hit free throws, nigga. So like, and
hey, fuck you. I can hit free throws.
Free throws is easy money, bro.
Nigga, y'all, I nigga. Bro.
Hey, no.
Hey, we don't have a free throw contest when I come out here.
After the what is this, the Z variant, what the fuck is variant is out now for COVID? After that is over with, record us shooting free throws and see how this shit look. Cause I guarantee, nigga.
I also go to therapy, but I don't pay my therapist to tell me I'm Jay fucking Crowder. How about that?
I don't pay him to tell me that either. I came to that because I am self-aware. She didn't have to tell me. She gave me the coping mechanisms for me to figure that shit out, brother. You feel what I'm saying? I'm just a regular ass nigga. So you know what I mean? And I'm fine with that shit. Y'all niggas tell. Well, who'd you say you were, Mike? Who was it you said you were?
I said I was as sensitive as Kevin Durant.
Yeah, but you also, KD and fucking Tim Duncan.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we were talking about personality.
We were talking about personality. We were talking about personality. Okay. We were talking about personality.
Who even knows what Jay Crowder's personality is?
Yeah, which is
you.
Why
you're the one who said he's you.
Sense. You said he's you.
I don't. I'm saying, are we talking about the game? And then we were talking, nigga, bro.
You got more personality than almost anyone I know, and you picked fucking Big Show 99 or whoever the fuck anonymous ass motherfucker to me.
I know somebody that he's thugging out on the side. You feel me? And she said he's very funny, okay? So maybe I am Jay Crowder, and his personality is solid, all right? It's my little thought, Prince. She cool as hell.
Before we move on.
Give me all the stories, dog.
I'm
getting the T-Hot tea, you feel me?
Before we move on from Suns Clippers, we have to have like a postscript on Paul George. And I want to say, I've opted out as of like 3 games ago. I've completely opted out of Paul George conversations online because I've never seen anything like this shit. On the one hand, you have the people like me and everyone else who enjoy making fun of Paul George, enjoy the memes and jokes, whatever, who are not acknowledging that the dude had like an epic, like top tier playoff performance on average. Mm-hmm. On the other side, our Clippers / Paul George fans / Palmdale residents or whatever the fuck, who are like, look at these numbers, his usage rates, his minutes are through all this other shit. It's like, but you have to acknowledge that he also had several games shooting under 25% and like was missing very important free, going 0-for-2 from the free throw line in crunch time. It was here or here. Like there was no in the middle. It was top 5% or bottom. Like I've never seen anything like it. And it's not something you can talk about on Twitter.com. Bro.
Honestly, they were a Paul George away from winning the series because when it was 3-1, it could have been 3-1 Clippers. If Paul George was Paul George in the games, he wasn't Paul George. You feel what I'm saying? As weird as that sounds, it makes sense with those free throws and things like that. You feel what I'm saying? So that game, what, 5, could have been the deciding game. They could have been going.
If they had taken 2-4.
You know? So, I mean, either way, the dude is a fucking solid player. He's rich as shit. It doesn't truly matter what we think. But, dog, there is a – yo.
It's just confounding.
He's the greatest player at times. Like, what he did in game 5 was incredible. And then he comes in, what, like it's 4-for-11 or 4-for-whatever today. Like, was this another under 25%?
No, he was over 25% today, but they did take him out. They did take him out with 3 minutes left in the game.
Get him out of there.
He couldn't get the record.
Right. Yeah. Only way to keep Bob Cousy's names in the fucking record books. He needs to keep that record. The NBA is making sure of that.
And you know, there's been, you know, discussions like, you know, Ty Lue and Boogie have gone to bat saying, you know, all the shit y'all talk on the internet about Paul George, you know what I'm saying? Y'all take it too far. The shit's not true and all that. And I feel like, of course, that's probably Paul George didn't say anything about that, but it's probably coming from him saying that shit gets to him a bit. And my whole thing is you can't let motherfuckers on the internet know they're getting to you. Right. Because what that will do is that'll call off the good people with the conscience. Like, OK, maybe I'm wilding a bit with the Paul George show.
I stopped making fun of him after he was talking in the bubble about dealing with depression. I stopped.
Yeah.
But you're not worried about me.
It's not calling off the assholes, though. It only fuels the assholes. You know what I'm saying? To light into you more when they hear that shit like that. So.
Twitter ZQ0835 is going crazy right now, heating his ass up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but that's a great point. That's a great point, man. But I just think, like, you can't let people see you down bad like that, period, because shit ain't sweet out here, bro. Mm-hmm. Shit ain't sweet, period.
People don't give a fuck about you, bro. So
you keep you let your loved ones know what time it is and get you a nice, solid therapist. You feel what I'm saying? And just share the good times with these motherfucking strangers out here that we don't know even have legs or not. You feel what I'm saying?
He can afford the therapist that tells him he's Kevin Durant.
You know what I mean? You definitely can.
For sure. If you've been watching the NBA playoffs from the sidelines, now is the perfect time to get in on the action with FanDuel Sportsbook. Because during the conference finals, new users get 30-1 odds on any team to win their next game. That means you can win $150 on a $5 bet. Obviously, the Clippers and Suns series is over, so everyone's looking at the Hawks-Bucks. I think the Hawks money line is a lock for game five because I think the Hawks are going to win that series. I think they're going to win game five. So that would have boosted odds for you if you're a new user on FanDuel Sportsbook. There are even more ways to win on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Their app is simple to use. They've got great pricing, exclusive always-on promotions to let you get more action out of every game day, plus different deposit options so you know your dollars are safe. And getting your money is a layup. You'll get paid in as little as 24 hours. Just sign up with the promo code J. Again, that's J. To bet the NBA Conference Finals with 30-1 odds. Once again, that's promo code J. Again, that's J. To unlock 30-1 odds on any playoff team to win their next game exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Disclaimer, 21 and over and present in New Jersey and Indianapolis. Must wager in designated offer market. $10 first deposit required. $150 max bonus. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana or 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey. Let's talk about Bucks-Hawks 2-2. I actually did not watch the game with the hyperextension, and Tyler successfully convinced me to not watch it. So can you tell me how bad it was?
Thank God there's no tears. It looked like, I mean, that knee went away. A knee is not supposed to knee. You know what I mean? But thankfully they're saying, you know, there's no tear, there's no ligament damage, but they're kind of alluding to him not coming back this postseason. You know, which sucks, but at least we'll get him at full strength next season if that's the case. But just a shitty postseason, man. Like it felt like all the smoke was starting to settle, and it was like, yo, this might be Giannis's year. Giannis might get that ring, that Finals MVP. We might add a ring, a Finals MVP, and two MVPs and a Defensive Player of the Year award to a resume of a 26-year-old. Like, it's going to be time to have some serious discussions. And now all that shit might be out the window.
It was, as you said, like when the smoke is settled, it was like, it's going to be Giannis or it's going to be an Atlanta team with Trae Young, or it's going to be the Suns and an aging superstar and Chris Paul, right? Or it's going to be the Clippers, like the historically most impotent franchise in pro sports. And then, well, Giannis goes away. Trae's hurt. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's just never ending. And someone pointed out on Twitter today, you could literally make a dream team caliber team out of dudes that have missed games in the playoffs this year. Like, it's the worst case scenario. The NBA can say whatever the fuck self-exonerating bullshit they want to say, but I'm just not someone who believes that it's a coincidence time after time after time after time after time when all these dudes go out, even acknowledging that some of it is fluke, someone falling into you or ref, whatever else. It's just like, I had never seen anything like it. So my human monkey brain needs there to be an explanation for it. And I'm blaming the fucking NBA. I don't care if it's right or wrong.
The players made help. They wanted it as well. But it's because of how funding was going to happen, what the owners were going to do if they didn't play, right? When it came to marketing percentages and all that shit, right? And it's like, you're treating these players like they're fucking cattle. You know what I mean? Like they're cattle, bro. Like, you can't do this. You can't have an abbreviated season. You're playing more back-to-backs than ever. And like, dude, we really watched 2 days of games without Kawhi, without fucking Trey, and Giannis gets hurt. So we're really seeing the Bucks and the fucking Hawks without Kawhi, without Trey or Giannis, and the Clippers without Kawhi. Like, three out of the four players are missing their fucking guy. Three out of four teams. I mean, like, dude, this and let's net. They tried to experiment, and it ended up horribly. And they're still pretending like they didn't do anything wrong. Like, this is normal when everybody's fucking eyes are telling us opposite. Like, it's so wild to me. But I mean, like I said, the players decided to do this as well. But I just think, like, if they could have really come to a better agreement with the owners and all of that shit, it wouldn't have had to come to this. You know what I mean? But they wanted those Christmas dollars. It was that important. And we see, like, who we're losing now.
Everyone.
Like you said, Chris Paul is the last man standing. You know what I mean? Like...
I don't know. It's the craziest shit ever. Tyler, how do you think the next three games go in that series, knowing what we know Wednesday at 1 a.m. Eastern time about the injury situation in the series?
I think if that series has no Giannis and no Trey, I'm probably leaning towards Atlanta. I'm probably leaning towards Atlanta to win that series if that's the case. Of course,
Herder.
The trade comes.
Herder, yeah. West Eastern Conference Finals MVP.
Right. It feels like Coach Bud, you know, might have saved his job because KD was a fucking half an inch away from the 3-point line. But you got to do some coaching now, Bud. And that does not seem to be your strong suit as an NBA coach. You got to do some adjustments, right? You got to maximize some guys who aren't superstars. And I don't know. Nate McMillan, you know what I'm saying? Like at the jump of this series, I was like, there's a tweet out there. I said, you know, I think that the Bucks win this. I think Giannis is the best player in this series. But I said, Nate McMillan versus Bud. I don't know, bro. And Nate McMillan, if that's what it comes down to, McMillan's winning that chess matchup, man.
Who are the two best teams, the two best players in the series outside of Trey and Giannis? Who are the two
Middleton,
best players
this year? I'd say Middleton and who? Shit, man. Like, it's about three best guys on Atlanta, right? Like, I don't know who is technically the number two guy on Atlanta. That shit changes any given night.
But I'm saying, like, Middleton and Jrue Holiday are the two best outside of them, and you still can't win. We've talked about, if you have the two best guys on your side, you should be able to win. They got to be about fucking 20 yesterday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's no excuse for that shit, dog.
None. When the other team came into the game and a lot of people, myself included, like I told y'all, they said Trey was out. I said, my wife and I have been waiting on a date night since pre-COVID-19, dog.
Steakhouse shawty.
You feel me? Y'all let me know what happens.
Bro, but there's no excuse for that. There's no way that's supposed to happen, bro. But it happened. I don't see how they win without Giannis. Bud needs a fucking alien, period. He needs an extraterrestrial to get dubs. Without Giannis being Giannis, he's no good. We've seen that. You know what I mean? And I mean, it was proven again last night.
I'll take a Hawks Suns NBA Finals.
I would too.
Fun as fuck after this bullshit.
If Trey's healthy.
Definitely need Trey.
And that's, you know, like, dude, like, I mean, it's not, it's more than NBA at this point. Because Trey's injury, really? Did you see that shit? Like, you're stepping on the ref's foot. Like, really, that's how we lose a fucking Trae Young in this series.
I'm not a religious dude, bro. Do we need to sacrifice someone to the basketball guys? Like, what? You know what I mean? Like, what? Is there like a...
Right. Get him the fuck out of here, dog. I volunteer you as tribute, my nigga.
Maybe that's what Ballmer was doing. Maybe that's some sort of a ritual I'm not aware of. I don't know.
Hey, it didn't work.
He who cuppeth the four balls.
He who cuppeth the dicket. We should start calling dicks dickens. Let's lean into that, y'all. I think
cock talk part two.
We just done did
no cock talk part two.
They killed me on cock talk. I can't believe that shit, dog. Oh my god, nigga. They still hit me up randomly, like talking about.
Talking about cocks.
Cock talk.
Cock talk, bro.
Cock talk.
The more I think about it,
Jethro Jenkins.
Right.
All right. That's the show. Like I said, we did the Roy Wood Jr. interview that they put out separately. So if you did not listen to that, Roy was fucking.
He was amazing.
He was great. Like,
God damn.
So introspective. I was hitting him up today talking about, like, I wanted some advice on having a shorty, bro. I'm like DMing him like, yo, I need more of that. You feel me? Like, crazy, 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 crazy. But
anyway. For sure. 100%. So definitely go check that out if you haven't listened to it.
Bill Cosby, too. We got to go ahead and drop that one off. Fuck ampersand face ass. Fuck, nigga.
What did you say?
Rib face ass.
Nigga, rib face ass, nigga, man. Shit.
Dead eye ass nigga, telltale heart eye ass nigga, fuck that right.
Pork sandwich face ass nigga, dog. Oh, shit. Her biscuit head ass nigga, fuck you, dog. Send that nigga back to jail, man. Free him, hell, dog. I can't believe Felicia Rashad, man.
Woo. Bro, have I told y'all the story of when I met her when I was like 6 or 7?
And she said, fuck them kids.
Yeah, she was mean. Like, that's when I haven't fucked with Felicia Rashad my whole life. Because if you're an asshole to kids, you're an asshole for real. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I'll respect my elders on this side. You know what I was about to let out?
You got it. You always let it out. I'm like,
those motherfucking lips got tucked for them. But yeah, I'm respect my elders on that one.
Tyler was about to get a flagrant 7.
But fuck,
his shoulders were cocked back and everything.
Right. He fought the hell out of that shit, man. Tyler.
Yeah, for people who don't know my Felicia Rashad story, I was like 6 or 7 with my mom and my brother, and we saw Felicia Rashad, and I was like, Mom, it's Claire. She turned and looked at me and said, my name is not Claire. Claire Huxtable told me her name was not Claire, and I was like 6 years old. Do you know what that should do to a 6-year-old? Like, what the fuck?
Shut your old ass up, nigga. I wish you
that would be funny as hell.
When kids drop that type of shit off, it'd be the funniest shit. Though.
If someone had said some shit like that to one of my kids, or my kids were excited to see them in traffic, I would have cussed them the fuck out, bro.
I low key, I know you didn't say it, but I would have said, fuck you, Claire, like in that moment. Like,
I don't think he had it in the bag at 6.
Yeah. I'm not talking about me.
As yeah, for name, sure.
As a parent, for sure.
Yeah.
And I would have said, fuck Bill, too, if he's right there, too. Fuck everybody in the vicinity of that shit. That's some horrible shit, bro. That's terrible, man. Yeah. But, and then she tried to like minimize, like, what is it, 60 fucking women?
60 women.
60. Bro, do you remember that fucking New York cover? Do you remember that shit? All those fucking women, and they still let that motherfucker free. Nigga, hey, we can start killing motherfuckers, bro. Shit, death penalty back, nigga. Feel me? Like, bro, we need some, hey, at this, like, with shit like that, dog, I just, nigga, if somebody were to do what they got to do with that motherfucker, I'm not mad at it. I think that is fucking sickening. That's a miscarriage of justice. I don't give a fuck. What anybody fucking says is fucking disgusting. We see 60 people. Then these are the people that came out. There's probably a lot of women that didn't. But we know 60 women came out and just said that shit. We saw their fucking faces. And some people are still celebrating this motherfucker get let loose. Get the fuck out of here, man. I'm not fucking with that shit, dog. Uh-uh. No.
Yeah,
no.
I was off Twitter for most of the day. Like I got the notification on that popped up. And I was like, I'm good. I don't want to know anyone's reaction to this shit, dog. Like, fuck him. Fuck Ms. Rashad. Double for what she said to Tyler.
That was,
fuck
bro. Yeah. Hey, man. It's just the shit. This.
It's, but fuck it's, anyone. But seriously, fuck anyone. It's like, I mean, the whole Chappelle routine, I get it. I genuinely fucking get it. Like, I have people I looked up to and everything else too, bro. But like, we all have people we care about in our lives. And if one of those people was one of those 60 people, which all of those people are real, all those women are real people.
Real fucking humans with real emotions, real lives that were fucked up because of this nigga,
dog. Yeah. So I just like,
you just can't care enough about yourself to think that you admiring someone for some amount of time means more than that.
Admire him for like, and a lot of us don't look at the way that Chappelle does. We like him because of what he is on fucking TV. The real fucking man is a fucking monster. It's been, we saw the faces of these women. And what needs to be done with 60 women can't get a man locked up for that fucking shit, dog.
And another truth they hear that we have to deal with is a lot of these motherfuckers don't love Bill Cosby. They just hate women. Right. Like if you're a 25-year-old on the internet going up for Bill Cosby, you didn't fucking grow up on the Cosby Show. You didn't Cliff Huxtable didn't raise you if you're fucking 25 and you're rooting for Bill Cosby to beat these charges. You just fucking hate women. As simple as that.
And fuck you too.
Yeah, fuck those motherfuckers too.
Flat out. You know what I'm saying? But dog, that shit is sick out here, bro. It's sick, man. And like, man, I don't even want to, nigga. What you tell your loved ones when they see shit like this, the women you love in your life, man. Fuck this shit, dog. Ugh. Nigga.
Brittany wants me to tell everyone that the Roy Wood Jr. video interview is on YouTube. So check that out. Roy Wood Jr., a good person that we enjoyed having on the show.
There we go.
Good guy.
And a much better message than anything you're going to see on Twitter about Bill Cosby. So that's my suggestion to you. And not just because we were on it. I thought it was an inspiring and emotional interview. I enjoyed it very much. I didn't say much. None of us said much. We just listened to him unroll his shit. And it was like, I'll play it for my son. You know what I mean? Like that was real life shit. So, all right, that's our time. We'll be back on Monday. We might have an NBA Finals matchup at that point. We will see. But be sure as always to subscribe to all the shit, share all the shit, rate all the shit 5 stars. And we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.